Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary, presented by Air Solutions. Now, here's Brian.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Hi there, buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride today. I'm just warning you, feeling a little bit strange. We've got about 50 degrees out there. My kind of day. I dig this. A little overcast, a little gloomy feeling. There's a little bit of moisture in the air. That all makes me very, very happy. So I'm digging that. I'll just start off right now as you're listening to the Good Afternoon Guy. That's me, Brian Gary, with my producer, Ryan Kelly. We are broadcasting live from the, and Ryan waved to you, by the way. We are in the Allo Communications Studios, the show brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. I get all that out of the way so I can immediately confess that I am a total idiot. All right. I had made the prediction that the Avalanche would lose the opening series against the Nashville Predators because I was scared at how the Avalanche finished the year and that they wouldn't come out on fire, that they'd be sluggish because they didn't end up, you know, the way I thought they would. So I thought there was a chance of a letdown. I said they'll either lose to the Predators in the first round or they're going to go all the way and win the Stanley Cup. I'm going to jump off my own bus already and get run over by it because I was dead wrong. There was no hangover. There was no, hey, we finished sluggish thing. Good Lord, they came out and beat the hell out of the Predators. I mean, just seriously beat them. They pulled those saber-tooths right out of that cat's face or whatever the logo is for them. It was absolutely brutal what the Avalanche did to them. It was fantastic. They played great. The speed that they skated, defensively they played well. We had good goaltending. It was just an absolute butt-whooping, which was so fun to watch. I mean, you blinked, and all of a sudden it's already 2-0. You know, barely, and they'd even hit the post before that. It could have very easily have been 3-0 within the first 3.5-4 minutes of that game. A great effort by the Avalanche. I'm very, very happy that I am completely wrong. I don't see them losing a game in this series now. Yeah, this is a quick turnaround. You'll learn that with me. Look, I like to talk a little crap, and I thought maybe that they would be sluggish, but oh my goodness, what a great game to watch. Now, is every game going to be 7-2? No, they'll win some of them 8-1. There could be a 6-3 game in there, but the Predators look completely overmatched. The Avalanche are too strong, too deep, too fired up. My goodness, what a great game. They'll resume tomorrow night, 7:30, game number 2. Now, tonight, the Rockies get back in action. I'm a little upset with the Colorado Rockies. Oh, okay. Yeah, I may have placed a bet. I may have done a little parlay that included my Minnesota Twins, who took care of things, and then the Memphis Grizzlies, who I thought would win last night, and Morant was absolutely incredible, and the Grizzlies do win last night. And then I had the Avalanche giving a goal and a half, no problem with that, and then the Rockies. I just thought they would win. I thought they would win. No, 10-2 wasn't even close. They got absolutely throttled by the Nationals. They will try it again tonight at 6:40. The Rockies and the Nats. Let's see. It would be really wonderful to see the Rockies turn it around and win this one tonight. But okay, thank you. People chiming in, yes, you are still an idiot. For my comments, I knew that was going to be very heavy today. Gladly accept them. I earned them. Avalanche, you have proved me wrong. All right, now today, of course, is the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. Star Wars geeks can let their colors fly on this day. We'll get into some Star Wars stuff a little bit later on. I believe I have some bad Star Wars jokes. Can count on me for that. Also, if you are wanting to watch all of the Star Wars projects in proper order, how would you do it? I'm going to count on this list I got out of the USA Today to help me in that, and we'll go over that a little bit later on as well. It is a Wellness Wednesday, so Dr. Sandy from Benchmark Medical Group will join us a little bit later on in this hour. Also tonight, it's episode number 2 of the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, a new show we premiered last Wednesday. It goes from 5 until 6, and last week had a great time. Southern Fried was our guest. This week, Ashton Lee is going to be our guest. We're going to talk about Ashton's music, play some of his music. That's all part of the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show, and that is myself and my buddy Brett Hendricks host that every week, and hope you'll make that your weekly plan on Wednesdays to check that out. If you miss it, just like any of our great programming here on Northern Colorado's Voice, you can find it on our website at 1310kfka.com. Well, it's time for our Happy Life Gardens in Evans poll question of the day. Now, I do this Rocky Mountain Country Music Show, so I get to visit with a guy who I think is one of the best guitarists I've heard, and that is Brett Hendricks. He's absolutely incredible. But it got me thinking of guitarists. Who is the greatest rock and roll guitarist of all time? Now, there's been some incredible ones. People will say Pete Townsend. People could say Jimi Hendrix. You know, people might say Keith Richards. People might say Eddie Van Halen. There's been so many phenomenal guitar players through the years. But who is the best? Who is the greatest rock and roll guitar player of all time? Have the question up on all of our social media pages. You can get it on the Good Afternoon Guy page. You'll find it on the KFKA page. And we'd love to hear from you on the text line as well. Let me know. Just throw me a name, greatest rock and roll guitarist of all time. Hit me up at 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Would love to hear from you. Later on, we're going to be hearing from Dr. Sandy from Benchmark Medical Group. Remind you now, get yourself in there. If you want to feel what life is all about, feel your best, discover the you that's been waiting to come out, they can help you scrape off the layers and get to it at Benchmark Medical Group. Find them online at benchmarkmedicalgroup.com, or you can call them or text them at 970-686-9117. We'll dive more into sports next. A story that just absolutely almost brought me to tears when I took a look at the video. We'll dive into that, talk a little NBA from last night, and the unusual diet that a goalie had to dive into in the triple overtime game last night. We'll get into that, too. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Just a couple of bobblehead dolls sitting in the studio just jamming to the bumper music. It's the Good Afternoon Guy Show. That's me, Brian Gary, along with my fantastic producer, Ryan Kelly. We are brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley, broadcasting live from the Allo Communications Studios. 15 minutes after 3 o'clock, we've got about 50 degrees out there. Still a bit of a chance of shower here or there throughout the evening, but not a lot. We have much better weather coming our way. Well, not better, because honestly, this rain is as good as it gets. Tomorrow looks to be mostly sunny, just a slight chance of some showers, but the winds are going to start whipping up again, get up to 30 mile an hour gusts. High of 70 tomorrow. Friday brings us right around 80, and we'll stay there for Saturday and Sunday as well. So really a nice looking weekend coming up for us. Now, we are diving a bit into sports. Now, of course, Rockies tonight, back in action. Tomorrow, we're going to be bumped off tomorrow because Rockies have a day game tomorrow. So we will not be on, and we will just be on from 3 until 4 on Friday, as I know Clark will be out calling some Preps baseball action. So we'll have all that for you coming up this week. Now, last night, Avalanche, absolutely incredible, as we talked about. 7-2, huge win over the toothless Predators. But if you did not have the right network to watch that game and you were stuck watching ESPN only, you were watching the Penguins and the Rangers go into triple overtime, which, man, I tell you what, this hockey playoffs are incredible. It is so much fun to watch, and you're on the edge of your seat just waiting for an icing, anything for you to breathe. Now, I know as a fan of a team, if the Avalanche get into a triple overtime game, man, you're exhausted at the end of that, just flat out wiped out. It's tough on a fan, but imagine a player. That's basically two hockey games being played at once. Well, last night, Pittsburgh Penguin goaltender Luis Domenech, I believe his name was, thought that the referees were joking when he was told to enter last night's game against the New York Rangers midway through the second overtime. He had, in fact, I mean, he had no idea he was going to be coming in. The starter, Casey DeSmith, he had 48 saves. He ended up having to get pulled out. I don't know if he got sick, he got injured, something happened. Luis had to come in, so he was shocked when they said, "You're in." Any backup knows that fear that all of a sudden, hey, you're in the game. Well, he wasn't expecting it. In fact, he had eaten a meal not long before they came over and told him, "You need to go in and play goalie in an overtime period in a Stanley Cup playoff game." Well, he said before that he had gotten on the ice, he had eaten spicy pork and broccoli. Not a great meal to carry with you when you go on the ice in athletic competition. But I tell you, it worked for him. He made 17 saves in relief, and the Penguins won in the third overtime 4-3. But I'd never think of that. Now Gatorade's going to come out with a spicy pork and broccoli flavored Gatorade that they'll hand out as well. The story that kind of brought a tear to my eye, man, if you saw the video of it, Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees, they were playing in Toronto, and there was a kid who was sitting in the stands who was a huge Aaron Judge fan, apparently. And Aaron Judge hit the ball out, and he just drilled a home run, drilled it out there. All the Blue Jays fans, I'm just watching it again right now, going out to the outfield. This guy is sitting there. He gets the ball. He's all excited, stands up with it. And he sees there's a young kid beside him wearing an Aaron Judge jersey, and he turns to the kid immediately and gave him the baseball. You know, every fan waits for that moment. You dream of catching a home run ball, and this guy gets it. His dream that he's probably waited for as a fan, and he sees this young kid wearing the jersey, the guy who hit it, and hands it to him. And you see this kid hug this guy, and it's just that is beautiful. That's what's beautiful about sports. So what's beautiful about these games and the relationship with the fans is I remember being a kid and idolizing those athletes. And then when something like that happens, man, it just warms your heart. Truly does. And one more, like, second page sports story for you. The NFL's 2022 International Series has been announced, the games that they will play out of the country. Now, this is unusual this year because they're actually sending some really good games out on the road. Normally, these games end up being the Jaguars against the Panthers, you know, or it'll be something like that. I think Miami has played in many of these. They tend to pick teams that usually the home base that will lose out on a home game because the team will be traveling overseas. They don't usually do that to the great teams. But this year, the games are going to be the Minnesota Vikings and the New Orleans Saints on October 2nd in London. Then October 9th, it is going to be the New York Giants and the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers going to be going over to London. Then on October 30th, our own Denver Broncos against the always traveling to other country Jacksonville Jaguars. But we've got our Broncos playing at Wembley Stadium October 30th. November 13th, they're taking a game to Munich, Germany, the Seattle Seahawks against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Even Tom Brady making a trip to go across to Munich to play in one of the NFL regular season games. And finally, the other one will be in Mexico City, and that will be the 49ers and the Cardinals, November 21st. All really good games. So, other countries, London, you're not just getting crap this year. It's not all Jaguars and Panthers. You're getting Broncos and Packers and Vikings and Buccaneers, all of those. So good job, NFL. I think that's definitely going to spread what the NFL is all about to other countries much, much better. All right, coming up, we're going to visit with Dr. Sandy from Benchmark Medical Group on a Wellness Wednesday on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Turn on the sin way.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the show. 3:25 on your Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday, with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, producer Ryan Kelly, and my dear friend, Dr. Sandy from Benchmark Medical Group. How the heck are you, Sandy?
I'm doing fantastic, Brian. It's a great day. It's raining all day long, but I guess we needed the moisture.
Oh, it makes me frisky. I think I'm part horse in some way, because horses get a little frisky when it gets wet and rainy, and I feel the same way. I just kind of want to roll in the mud, run around.
Yeah, I wanted to just stay home and watch.
I can understand. Well, before we dive in, I'll confess to you the battle that I'm having right now. I had alluded to it earlier. It's kind of like an Elvis Presley thing going on with me, where I had to get an MRI today on my foot, and I'm prone to a little bit of panic and anxiety and so forth. So I had Valium before I went in for this. So I had Valium going on, and then I've had like 5 cups of coffee. So I've got this internal thing happening where I want to relax, but the coffee doesn't want me to. So I'm just having like a little tornado going on inside of me, and it's kind of exciting.
Well, hopefully the MRI comes back. Everything's wonderful.
Well, here's the thing. This is where I need you to come in. All right.
Okay.
All right. No, what I'm battling it. There's other things underneath, but a main thing is inflammation.
Yeah.
In that foot. And if it weren't inflamed, then some of the things that seem to be causing it to be inflamed might settle down and not do that. Now, you have often talked about cryotherapy, other things. What type of things, and I know we've talked about this before, but I know that there are nutrients, there are other things, and I know that you've mentioned before that really crappy one that I hate that is good for inflammation. But what can we do about this or try to do about this?
You know, we get a lot of foot, ankle, knee, any kind of joint injury. And our K-laser device, it's a class 4 laser, so it's not a cold laser. It's actually a hot laser, and it has to be moved and done in an enclosed room with goggles on, et cetera. But what it does is it helps produce cellular healing. And so when you have an injury and you have inflammation, the cells are not operating at their peak performance. So when you put the laser beam in there, you're providing it energy to make the cell go through cellular recovery. And there's a setting on there as well that not only helps healing of a ligamentous structure or even if we've worked with people with fractures, different things where there's inflammation there, and it really drastically reduces it. And I know you don't like the big whole body cryo, but that's why we have the baby cryo. So when people come out of the latest, we have a baby version for people like you, Brian,
yes,
that don't want your whole body frozen. And it's basically for people that need it for their extremities, just like your ankle injury or whatever you have going on with your foot. Basically, you get heated up, you start to heal the cells, and then we freeze it, and it's like a spot cryo. It's like you're zooming in right in that general vicinity. So it's kind of like doing ice packs or dipping your foot in an ice-cold bucket, but on steroids.
I would be very interested to see this in action and try it out. Now, let's be clear. Now, my cryo fear is strictly... is strictly because...
Don't say it.
No. It's not the shrinkage thing. It's...
I knew that was coming. I just knew it.
You opened the door. I mean, no. I mean, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. I'm not jumping in there. But it's... I had a heart attack years ago, and I had always heard that if you have a stent or you have had a heart attack, that... cryotherapy, that you shouldn't go in and have that up to your heart.
Is that not truth?
Is it something that individuals should check with their individual cardiologist? What is the rule of thumb as far as that goes?
We've had a lot of people with stents, and it's basically the cardiologist kind of saying, hey, yeah, that's safe, that's no problem. But it's a rarity that we've got any... I think we've had a couple in the last 5 years since we've had cryotherapy, whole body cryo, where they say that, you know, and maybe that person has more vulnerability, or maybe they're still in a state where they're just not at their peak performance of health, et cetera. So that's a yes and a no answer, but it's individual to each person. But we've certainly have had plenty of people with stents go into whole body cryo with no problems at all.
No, and I believe that, and I think I just need to, just for peace of mind, just check with mine. I swear I did do that, because we've talked about this before, and he had said, yeah, no problem. You know, I should double check, because I am a guy and I'm wrong a lot.
Oh my gosh. Are you? You're admitting to that?
I have no problem admitting it. Because I really don't. It would be really sad if I did, but no, I don't at all. All right, now, I'm sure you've got some things you want to dive into, but I want to jump into, I have in my head, and I know I do these a lot, but I have a 40-day challenge in mind, and see what your thoughts are on this, all right?
Okay, tell me.
Well, we'll do it when we come back in the next segment. Can you wait for me?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to be back with Dr. Sandy. I'm going to throw her my idea and what I want to try to achieve next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the show. It's a Good Afternoon Guy, brought to you by Air Solutions. I'm Brian Gary, along with producer Ryan Kelly. By the way, our Happy Life Gardens of Evans poll question today: who is the greatest rock and roll guitarist of all time? My vote goes to Eddie Van Halen. Eastside Chris has chimed in. He says it's Jimi Hendrix, it's Jimmy Page, it's Eric Clapton, it's Stevie Ray Vaughan, it's David Gilmour, but he says gotta go Chet Atkins. Chet Atkins was absolutely amazing. Love to hear from you. Again, the text line, hit us up at 888-530-0043. But it is a Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Sandy from Benchmark Medical Group. All right, Sandy.
Hey. I'm excited to hear about this challenge.
Well, here's a couple things. I'll be talking to you later, but I have tonight on my personal Facebook page, on my Brian Gary page, if you're a friend of mine and follow me, I'm going to have tonight at 6 o'clock, I'm going to go Facebook Live and have a bit of a big announcement. All right. One that I've looking forward to sharing. And yeah, we'll spill it all out tonight at 6 o'clock. But
I'm excited.
I am too. But, you know, this summer, the Greeley Stampede is going to be going on. And no matter what, if you live in this area, and especially if you live in the public eye in this area, if you're in radio, if you're in television, if you're in any of the, you know, social media, anything, an influencer, you're going to be out at the Greeley Stampede, and you're going to you're going to be seen out there. And we want, you know, when that summertime rolls around, this is the time of year, I know, when a lot of people start thinking, I want to get my summer best, I want to get my summer best. But here, I did the math, and we are 50 days. It's 50 days from when the Greeley Stampede kicks off. 50. So that's less than 2 months. So we have 365 days in the year. And if you've kind of just done whatever you wanted for 315 of them, let's see what being right for 50 days, for just 50 days, start a countdown on your calendar. I mean, just think of it. If you got to think of it as like going to jail or whatever, do whatever. But just start your countdown at 50 and count it down. And just for 50 days, that's all I'm asking. In a period of your life, 50 days is just, it is so tiny. It's very, very tiny amount of time. If in 50 days you can live right, just do the right things. I'm not saying you've got to be, you know, the Pope, but just do right for 50 days. Your result, by the time the Stampede starts on June 23rd, you are going to have a new you that you can look in the mirror and be proud of. You don't think 50 days can do it? 50 days can do it. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm diving in right now. I got 50 days until the Stampede. And I think everyone else who's just feeling it, and just looking for that opportunity, join me on this bandwagon, and let's see what we can do in 50 days.
I think that's exciting and perfect, and I think it's important for just, I'm coming from a perspective of health, and, you know, it's so important for people to kind of take control of that, especially after the last couple of years, and, you know, what is 50 days? It's going to go by so fast. Like, how fast does a month go by? It's a blink of an eye. And I've been doing this already. I created my own, well, I'm in a group chat with a bunch of women, and everyone kind of came up with their own thing to do. But I've been doing 50 burpees a day on my power plate at home and 50 leg raises, and then sometimes I'll jump on the Peloton. But I've been challenging myself to do the 50 burpees no matter what, even if I'm tired. I did hurt my shoulder today, so I've got to calm down a little bit. But it's been fun to challenge myself and make myself accountable to me, and it's been really fun. I've dropped like 10 pounds doing this.
Congratulations. So, that's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah. My dresses are a bit looser lately, so I feel good. But it's fun to just even find a partner, find somebody you want to team up with, like our group chat with the women, whatever anybody can do. If it's, even if the challenge is, Brian, drinking 100 ounces of water a day.
Well, yes, like, yeah, whatever it may be. Good point. I didn't mean to interrupt, but you're right on, Sandy. It doesn't have to be what I'm saying. You create your own, like you spoke about.
Yeah, it could be anything. It could be clean eating. It could be you're adding more fiber into your... You could create your own challenge that could be just about anything. It could be physical. It could be nutritional-wise. But definitely water is a really good one for people to challenge themselves with. You know, a lot of people say 60 to 80 ounces of water. I mean, if you don't drink water, maybe start at 60. And if you drink water on a regular basis, maybe aim for 80 to 100. And, yeah, like water makes people skinny, and it's free.
And that's what is so baffling about humans, including myself. I do include myself in this group loosely, the human category. But that God gave us basically our cure to everything, and that's water. I mean, it is here, and weight loss and better health, it sounds crazy, but it can be as simple as making sure of your water intake. Sandy has preached this over and over, but I'm telling you, it is so true. When I get in my funks and when I'm not, I notice it when I start to have improper digestive system. When I can tell that it's not working right, I know that I have not had enough water. And I'm mad as hell at me because I'm sitting here looking at my bottle of water, and why is it so hard for me to do three of those in a day? I get mad at myself. It drives me crazy.
Yeah. You know, I think we talked about this on another segment before, but I think it's easy to, I like to chug water when I wake up. So I have a lot of water bottles on my nightstand. Anyone who's ever seen my room, my friends that come over, I have like always have a ton of water bottles. I know it's like a weird thing, but I like to chug and get it over with, because once you get busy and you're back to back to back with patients, the likelihood of me drinking is not going to be very common, because I'll have to keep excusing myself to go to the restroom. So I like to play a game on myself, and I don't get my green tea in the morning until I've had a liter of water. And then at lunch, it's like if I'm hungry, I don't get to eat until I've chugged my water. I chug it versus trying to remember to take a sip. And mm-hmm. Some people set timers. There's a lot of ways to do it, but it's actually nice when you chug water, everybody out there, because when you do, it really expands your gut and you feel super full, and you don't actually want to overeat. Like for lunchtime, if you can chug 1 liter of water before you go have your lunch, you are not going to be as hungry as you were when you set out to go have your lunch.
Again, it sounds so simple. And it is. The answer is simple. It's just not easy for us to do such a simple thing. But that is where the answer lies. All right, we got one more segment to go. Can you hang on for a few more minutes, Sandy?
Of course. I'll be right here.
All right, my dear friend, Dr. Sandy from Benchmark Medical Group, with me on a Wellness Wednesday on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NOCO Now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I still use my hairbrush as a microphone sometimes at home to this one. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. 3:47 on your Wednesday. Welcome back. I'm Brian Gary, the Good Afternoon Guy, with my dear friend Dr. Sandy from Benchmark Medical Group, trying to lead a healthier life on a Wellness Wednesday. Sandy, I know that I talk about my stress and anxiety and all those things all the time, but one of the most difficult things is stress tends to carry weight. How do people handle that and have successful weight loss when they're dealing with all that the world seems to be throwing on our shoulders these days?
You know, I love that question. I think we deal with that. And most people that battle weight have anxiety, depression, and a lot of stress in their life. And if you think of cortisol, which is secreted by the adrenal glands, as AKA stress hormone, and the more we secrete it, we're in fight or flight response. Right. And so you could be exercising, eating correctly, drinking all the water like we just talked about. But if you're secreting all that cortisol, your body will try to hoard that body fat. It won't effectively allow you to lose weight. And then some people don't need to lose weight, but they need to feel better. So my solution that I've been giving for many years to my patients is a root. It's actually from a plant, and it's called rhodiola. And I love it. It tastes disgusting. It's kind of repulsive.
It does. I have it at home right now.
I know. I think I've given it to you in the past, but it is one of my number one resources. Like when I have stressful days in the office and my friends are like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, I'm just going to swallow a whole bottle of rhodiola. It's like a joke. I won't actually do that, but it's like a joke, because what rhodiola does is kind of bathe your adrenal glands, and there's adrenal supports out there as well that people can take. Liquids are the best, especially the dropper bottle I gave you, Brian, is as soon as it touches your mucosal lining of your mouth, it's absorbed. And I like it best not diluted. I like patients to take it directly. But what it does is it calms down that cortisol release so that you could still lose weight and still feel better, but not have those effects. But there's so many more properties to rodeo besides helping you with the stressful times. But if anybody's out there going through stress, you should really kind of pick up some rhodiola, stick with the liquid, not with the pill. Any pills they don't absorb as well. And it could really help you just feel better overall. It does help with depression, anxiety. It helps with mental capacity. Yeah, it gives you energy. It's not caffeine-based, so it's a lower kind of sensation. So people who have they can't have caffeine, it's a wonderful solution. But I think everybody should have, like, their arsenal of things that they have, like, their home remedies that are nice to solve. Like, hey, I'm going through the situation. I got a patient that came in, and they had a real tragic situation. I'm like, I need you to go on rhodiola for the next month until you can go through everything you're going through. So, because if they don't, it will literally make them plateau. So a lot of people that come in, they're like, why was I losing? And now I plateaued. And then they confess their stress. And I'm like, okay, well, we have to go have a remedy for that in the interim during your tough season.
Well, this was really dumb of me, because as my stress was peaking, I just, for some reason, thought, well, I don't really need the rhodiola. And now hearing this, it's like, wow, no wonder. Because I have that, and I haven't been religious about it like I should be. So, as always, just great information. This is why I love having you on the show. I still learn something every time I get to talk to you, and now I know you've preached to me about rhodiola, but now, boy, just hearing it the way you just explained it to me, it's coming back into the routine, as are many other things. But, Sandy, I love it. I look forward to visiting with you more, and we will continue Wellness Wednesday and keep making people better.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the 6 o'clock announcement. So I'm dying to hear it. So everybody listening, I'm listening. Hopefully you call me before and tell me something.
I will let you know, but it'll be on Facebook Live at 6 tonight.
Dang. Okay, fine. I'll be patient like the rest of everybody else out there. Huh. It's always wonderful hanging out with you, Brian. And Ryan, thank you.
Love you, Sandy.
Love you more. Bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Sandy for Benchmark Medical Group on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Feeling righteous, brother. Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. It's 4 minutes out in front of 4 o'clock on your Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday. Rockies back in action tonight, 6:40, taking on the Nationals. Let's hope they can bounce back from that 10-2 thrashing they took last night. Rockies get back on the winning track. That would be nice. You'll hear all the action here. Also, we have the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show coming your way at 5 o'clock. This is episode number 2. Really enjoying this show. Brett Hendricks, my co-host, and Ashton Lee will be our guests for the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show coming your way this evening. We will be off tomorrow as the Rockies have a day game. So Ryan and I will be out having margaritas or doing something like that. And then Friday, we just have an hour-long show, but we'll get Susan Moore to join us, have our movie reviews from Mom's Popcorn and all that. So a lot of great stuff still coming our way. Now, in the next hour, I was just shaking my head, and it always makes Ryan a little bit scared when I say I'm going to have some bad jokes, and then he catches me in here proofreading them and shaking my head going, ugh. Yeah, I've got some bad Star Wars jokes for May the 4th Be With You Day, so I will have that for you. Also, we'll have What Day Is It? Some of the worst Mother's Day gifts that you could ever give. We will talk about that as well. Also, the... I was just looking at something, and then it left me. Oh, the Weather Channel is celebrating its 40th anniversary right now. What did my dad do, and people just a little bit older than me, do before the Weather Channel. It was so funny. When that thing first hit, I swear to God, my father-in-law used to record the Weather Channel on VHS tape. So when he got home, he could check it out. I know he's not the only one. But this is a huge day. Not only Star Wars Day, my dog Dante, my best friend in the world, turns 5 years old today. Dante, if you're listening, happy birthday. I know Mom is making special bone-shaped cookies with peanut butter and bacon in them, a couple of your favorite ingredients. And she's even painting the names of all of his friends on them for a little doggy party. So things are going to get a little bit reckless tonight at our house. All right. May take me a couple days to recuperate, which would be 14 in dog days. All right, hour number two coming your way next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.